Former Atlanta mayor and United Nations ambassador, Andrew Young, is on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. We lost the champ.
Well, we haven't lost him. You know, he's going to always be with us.
That's
we haven't
true.
Lost Joe Louis or Jackie Robinson. People yeah. like that make such a name for themselves and put such a brand on us. We haven't lost Martin Luther King. I don't hardly go a day without quoting something that he told me, you know, that I should remember. And
yeah.
You can't forget.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know. I said that Muhammad Ali was probably the first athlete that took America global. Right now, the problem we have is that people don't realize we're in a global economy, that there's more money outside the United States than there is inside the United States.
Yeah, he did recognize that.
Well, Muhammad realized that
yeah.
back in the 60s.
He sure did.
70s.
Yeah.
And he went to when he went to Zaire, didn't anybody know where Zaire was?
Right.
And he put Africa on the map. And the rumble in the jungle, for about 2 weeks, you had African leaders on television all over the world responding to this young man who made us wake up to Africa. Now, that's extremely important now because they tell me that in a few years, Africa's population is going to pass China, and, well, Nigeria's going to almost catch up with China.
Mm. Ambassador Young,
but he had that global vision.
Let me ask. May I ask you a question about? Mm-hmm. We know about Muhammad Ali and Malcolm X
yeah.
and their relationship. What about the relationship between Muhammad Ali and Dr. King?
It was very good. In fact, they had the same lawyer. Chauncey Eskridge of Chicago
mm-hmm.
Was Martin's lawyer on his tax cases in Montgomery in the 50s, and he became. Malcolm's lawyer and Muhammad Ali's lawyer. And it was around 1966 that it was very controversial that Martin came out on Vietnam at our convention. And he did it, and the board didn't want to do it. None of the other civil rights organizations had come out other than SNCC. But Muhammad Ali came out in 1967, it was more than coming out. It was just saying, ain't no Vietnamese ever called me out of my name.
Right.
And it was just simple. I got no fight with those people.
Yeah.
But now, that's why I was glad that we were able to bring him back in Atlanta. And
I remember that. The People's Champ.
And Senator Leroy Johnson and Lester Maddox got together and created a boxing commission to get Muhammad Ali back in the ring. And, Atlanta got to be so famous they made a movie out of it.
Right.
the party after the fight or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw so many stretch limousines and full of mink coats.
Yeah, when you went to a Muhammad Ali fight, you were all the Cadillacs, all the minks, all the
everything.
Oh my goodness! Yes.
But you know, when he came back just before the Olympics, we were trying to sort of keep it a secret as to who was going to light the torch. And he called me and wanted to get a haircut. And I said, well, okay, I'll send a barber over there. He said, no, don't send no barber. Take me to the barber shop.
Mm.
And we went out on Martin Luther King and Hamilton Holmes, Mitchell Brothers Barber Shop. And he spent 2 hours in there.
That's him.
You know, hugging, kissing the babies and the beautiful and the barbershop kind of mixed up. And he just held court and finally got his hair cut. And then he wanted to walk a couple of blocks down the street to Raheem's Fish Place. Raheem's Fish Supreme.
Yeah.
And we sat around there, and everybody came in. I mean, he was just a people person.
He really was. I've seen what you're talking about.
Kinshasa or the Thriller in Manila.
Yes. Yeah.
I tell you, the very, you know, he not only was, I remember the Sonny Liston fight because my daddy always said to me, look, son, you black. You can't afford to have a temper. You got to be cool. And you lose your temper, you lose the fight. And when Muhammad Ali took on Sonny Liston,
he made him so mad.
Everybody figured Sonny Liston was going to kill him because he was still a skinny kid.
Yeah.
And Sonny Liston was
a killer.
That they shot the other day.
Was a real killer. Yeah, for real.
But he didn't last 30 seconds, hardly.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah. All right,
but we will.
You're going to Louisville? Know, are you going? Are you going to
I'm
Louisville?
I'm not. I'm 84 now, so I can't take these big crowds and get around. But you know, you never forget. I went to Malcolm X's funeral and couldn't get in. You know, even though he had just left Selma, but you know, I could stand out in the streets of Harlem for 3 or 4 hours, and I can't do that anymore. So I will sit here in Atlanta and pray and sing and celebrate with all the world.
Yes. Amen.
All right, Ambassador.
Well, God bless you, and keep on keeping on.
All right.
We love you, sir. Thank you so much.
Went to the barbershop and then
Mantis
two blocks
fish
place.
Raheem Supreme.
Yeah. Told you, got on the, stopped the car, got on a bus for 3 or 4 blocks. That's
in
the kind
Chicago.
Of guy he was. Yeah.
Wow.